Two of the nation's biggest banks have announced plans to merge. North Carolina-based Bank of America, the nation's third-largest bank, has announced plans to buy the nation's seventh-largest bank, Fleet Boston Financial Corporation. The deal will create the second-biggest bank in the United States, with approximately 33 million customers across the country. NPR's Jack Spear joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What about this merger? How much is it worth?
Well, this is, by any measure, a big bank deal. We're talking about a $47 billion merger here, Bank of America buying Fleet Boston for about $45 a share, which is a pretty hefty premium over Friday's closing price for Fleet Boston. So it's a big deal by just about any measure.
What are the analysts saying about it?
Well, the analysts are clearly interested in this deal for a number of reasons. They're looking at it mostly because it appears that the main motivation behind Bank of America, or BFA, B of A, as Wall Street likes to call this bank, for buying Fleet Boston is to expand its presence in the New England area. Bank of America, which is, of course, the old Nation's Bank, is based in Charlotte, North Carolina, has been fairly weak in the New England area of the country. But with this acquisition now, they're going to expand their presence. Once this merger is completed, probably by the first half of next year, Bank of America is going to have about 5,700 banking offices across the country, 180,000 employees, and be second in size only to Citibank. So the analysts seem to think that by and large, that this wasn't such a bad deal.
Any chance the government might oppose the merger or call for some sort of divestiture?
Well, anytime you have a big merger like this, Bob, there's always that issue sort of hanging over there. That's obviously something we're not going to know right away. But presumably the government is going to be taking a pretty close look at this deal, and they're going to be looking, obviously, for some signs of overlap and some areas where they think divestiture may or may not be warranted. But as we said again, the real motivation for this deal was for Bank of America to expand its presence in the New England market, and that's someplace they apparently feel very strongly that they need to be.
Now, who's going to be in charge?
Well, perhaps not surprisingly here, the Bank of America chairman and CEO Kenneth Lewis is going to be the guy who's running the show here. He's going to be the chief executive officer of the merged bank, and he'll keep his office at the company's headquarters, which will continue, as I mentioned, to be in Charlotte, North Carolina. Chad Gifford is the chairman and CEO of Fleet Boston. He's going to be the chairman of the board of directors of this merged bank. But I think, you know, more importantly than that, it's going to be interesting to see how they structure some of the other things, some of the other bank business. Fleet has had a pretty strong retail business. They've been trying to focus more on that. One of the things they have, however, been trying to get out from under are some bad loans, including some loans I think they made to Enron. So they've been trying to sort of get their house in order again. And I think that a lot of the analysts on Wall Street think that this deal is presumably going to help them to do that.
Thank you, Jack. NPR's Jack Spear.